Yeah, the latest development now is that, as you are aware, we lost officially on the record 8 people, and more people are still on admission in the hospitals. 2, we have also registered our official protest because the organization that says they are responsible for the bomb is called Movement for the Emancipation of Niger Delta, whose leader is Harry Oko and is presently in South Africa, and with the cooperation of South African government, they are already investigating and interrogating him. So we have every confidence to say that, God willing, they will establish a strong linkages between him. But notwithstanding, our own team of investigators here also are looking at other options and possibility of conspiracy, possibility of involvement of other people outside that organization.
Well, so how closely are you working with the South African government to really ascertain some of these unfortunate acts in Nigeria?
No, we have a very good diplomatic relationship with South Africa and their government, and we have no doubt in our mind, being a long-standing friends among Committee of Nations, they will give us all the necessary support that it's available with them to make sure that at least they get to the root of this based on international treaty, and also the fact that this whole issue is a terrorist act and nobody condones terrorism all over the world now. So I think with that in mind, it will not be very difficult for us to really have that total cooperation.
We heard reports that several warnings were given and that the Nigerian security agencies failed to adhere to some of the warnings, and that is what culminated in that unfortunate blast. What do you say to them?
I think it's not fair for somebody to say that the warning have not been taken. It must have been taken, and also they have done their own best. But you are dealing with a population that they don't have a mark on their faces, there is no uniform they are wearing, and their cars, the one they are using, is not identified. So it is generally very difficult for you to pin. Yes, it was a heightened index of suspicion and warning that has really even helped us to have the limitation of this attack, because it wasn't very close, like they were saying it will be in the Eagle Square, where the whole active responsibility was taking place. It's almost a kilometer away. Because the crowd is very large, that is why it still had that impact it had. 1. 2, the security on the venue and the whole surrounding, you could see our experts, the armed forces, the police, the other agencies of government, you could see them visibly going around. Even before that incident happened, I was outside the main theater of this event. You could see the sensitivity with which the security agencies have been doing their work. It's only that even in developed settings, it's not fair for somebody to say that these people have not taken this warning seriously. They must have taken it and do their best possible. But you are talking about somebody who has no clear identity. You don't know who you are dealing with. These men, people are Nigerians. They are Nigerians. Even if they are the one and they are the original act, there is no way you will identify them, except if you have, there is no tag on their faces, there is no tag on their vehicles, and there is no way. And I think there is also searching, because about a kilometer to the venue of this program, it was cordoned. Except if it is specific, there's any reason for anybody to get into the venue, the vehicles were searched and everything. They have tried to do their best. This thing happened outside of the almost one kilometer from the radius of this event. I think it's not easy for you to contend. If you know your enemies, you can really go directly to them. But you don't know who these people are. These people are Nigerians like ourselves. It's only that they are thinking weird and bizarre, and they have now become agents of the devil. I think this is the only thing that you will say that distinguishes them from a normal thinking person.
Mr. Foreign Minister, some Nigerians are worried that if they could carry out such threat, the security agencies need to step up and carry the government's mandate of protecting ordinary Nigerians. What would you say to that?
No, what I would say, that even the Mr. President himself have already said this. 1, we are not going to be cowed by this type of behavior. all the agencies of government will be given the impetus and the strength, the capacity to do their work very well, and we will not leave any stone unturned to make sure it doesn't happen again. I think even if it means us getting a bit more harsher on the population, we will make sure that if there is any iota of alarm like that, I think we have to now go outside the normal convention to make sure that we stamp this type of decision. But Mr. President himself has already said that the agencies of government, the security agencies, will be emboldened seriously so that at least events like this will not happen again, because they will be given the wherewithal to act very fast and also take decisive position.
So, Mr. Foreign Minister, what assurances are you going to give Nigerians as well as the international community following these attacks?
The assurances is that, first and foremost, by our setup, by our posture, by our disposition, Nigerians are not terrorists, one. Two, government also is very serious, and we have taken full responsibility of our constitutional responsibility of protecting life and property of every Nigerian and anybody in Nigeria, and we will continue to do that. And thirdly, I would like to assure the members of the international community that government will not relent in trying to bring the perpetrators of this act to book and make sure that the law of the land really take effect. We will do our best possible to make sure that anybody behind this, or directly or indirectly involved with this, will have to pay for it, because at least a very strong warning have to be sent so that people will know that government will not just be keeping quiet and watch, and people think that they will get away with criminal behavior like that. And above all, we will also make sure that at least we will give impetus and the wherewithal to all our security agencies to make sure that they do their work very well of protecting all the citizens and everybody living in Nigeria with their property. And we are not going to condone any form or any act of criminal behavior in any guise, under either political protest or agitations like this and stuff, because they are members of agitators for a reason or a cause. What you are going to do is that we will give you the enabling environment for you to go and protest for your fundamental rights. But any act that is going to be now criminal or even result in events like that, I think we are not going to deal with it like that, because this is a criminal act and it should be treated like that. It is not about now agitation by a community or by a group, which is maybe civil. Anything that is criminal like this will be treated like a criminal act, and it will be prosecuted accordingly.